MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Peter calling in from about 5 miles from getting into Wyoming. I'm looking at a pretty spectacular view of some snow-covered mountains off in the distance. End of yesterday, leaving Lima, and pushed pretty hard to try to make resupply hours in Maxon, I believe it's called. Overcooked my grits a little bit, and about 2 or 3 hours out, really started feeling it and hit a wall a little bit. Both my body and a wall of wind. Luckily, most of the time it was crosswind and not headwind, but even still, it was a good, solid wind. I would imagine the gusts were up to 30 or 40 miles an hour. It would nearly knock me off my bike. And then when you cross over the wetland area, going directly south, I think, you cross directly over in the valley. It was just a pure headwind, and the aero bars on flat, decent terrain, I was, probably going 6 miles an hour. So hitting all that wind while hitting a little bit of a physical wall was a bit demoralizing. But I guess one of the things that's good about a quick or a close window to hit a resupply is keeps you motivated. You can keep calculating and see if you fall behind or get ahead. So that kept me going. I was really worried that the clouds were looking pretty bad and it looked like it's going to get a storm, but it held off. Got a little sprinkle, but that was about it. Luckily made it in time to get resupplies. That would have been a pretty annoying and miserable to not have food. It's also getting really cold, like the last hour before getting in there. I don't know if it was because I was just low on energy or if it was actually getting really cold. But, yeah, probably the coldest it's been thus far until this morning. This morning it was, my phone said it was 38, but it really felt like low 30s to me. Maybe that's just my Florida showing, but I was pretty geared up with a lot of my stuff on and just cold for a good 2 hours this morning. Through the rail trail section, which is a lot different than a couple of years ago. It's a lot easier now. It's a lot of more main gravel roads and paved roads. Had a beautiful ride by, Warm River, where you cross or go around that closed tunnel and have that fantastic view of the river and the valley. And it was nice and warm at that point, so I was feeling good. Yep, I guess I'm maybe 3 or 4 miles now from the border. I was happy to get out of Montana. That's a big one. I think everyone knows that. Get to go to Idaho pretty soon. Wyoming, fingers crossed that the winds participate or treat me well. Let's see, wildlife update, lots of deer. I saw two, I don't know if they're gophers or beavers, but big old fluffy kind of orangish brown one at the bottom just after the getting over the Medicine Lodge Sheep Creek divide yesterday before Lima. And then a big black one, I can't remember, 2 hours ago, down by Warm River, I think. Yeah, I think that's about it on wildlife. I'm getting a little bit to the point where I'm looking for food that's easy to get down just because some of the stuff's just getting a little repetitive. So I'm still on the ice cream sandwich train for sure. Halfway melted, slurp it down. Nothing better. I've been taking a lot of time at night to take care of my feet and my butt. I've had some weird, since I started having the blister issues on my feet and switching to the thicker socks, seems to be a lot better. But I still have this weird rash chafing on my Achilles from my heel to about halfway to my calf. It's not just where my heel would rub my shoe, so I think it's just something with maybe being in contact with a not fully clean sock all day, just rubbing it raw and making it super inflamed. But I got real liberal with the diaper rash cream last night. I think it made a big difference. I just slathered it all over my feet and then slept with it on, and in the morning put some baby powder on top of that. So far so good. So if it continues to do well today, I will be very happy, and that'll be my new routine. So I was glad to get that done and make some progress on that. Those are basically my only two issues. Main one is the feet, and then but I think that's something most people are dealing with. Not comfortable, but manageable. All right. Talk to you maybe tonight if I have service. Plan is to get somewhere between Togedy and Union Pass. If everything goes well, might bus a little later tonight. I've been chasing my Switch from 2019, which is pretty fun. This is the first year I've checked track leaders while on the ride, and I'm not even checking the current year. I'm just checking 2019 lap page just to see where I was